This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to the people of Karnataka, Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Haryana and Madhya Pradesh on the formation day of their states today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister wished for the happiness and success of the people of these states. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah today expressed grief over the demise of senior BJP leader and sitting MLA from the Nagrota Assembly seat of Jammu and Kashmir, Devinder Singh Rana. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that his untimely demise is shocking. Mr. Modi hailed his work, stating that Rana worked diligently for Jammu and Kashmir's progress. Home Minister Amit Shah noted that Mr. Rana was always dedicated to the peace and development of Jammu and Kashmir and made an invaluable contribution to the progress of the region. He added that Mr. Rana's demise is an irreparable loss for the BJP. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate Gujarat's largest waste-to-energy plant at Pirana in Ahmedabad city today. The plant has been established on a public-private partnership model at a cost of 375 crore rupees. It has the capacity to generate 15 megawatts of energy from 1,000 metric tons of solid waste per day. Our correspondent reports that this will be Ahmedabad's first waste-to-energy plant. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will also be present on the occasion. The rates of commercial LPG gas cylinders in metro cities have gone up by 62 rupees. Oil marketing companies have announced the revised prices, which come into effect from today. In Delhi, the retail sale price of a 19-kilogram commercial LPG cylinder has risen to 1,802 rupees from 1,740 rupees. Prices of 5-kilogram FTL cylinders have also increased by 15 rupees, while prices of 14.2-kilogram cylinders remain unchanged. This marks the fourth consecutive month that oil marketing companies have raised the rate of the 19-kilogram commercial LPG gas cylinder. Today is the last day of withdrawal of candidature for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. 634 candidates have filed their nominations for this phase. 38 constituencies will go to the polls in the second phase on the 20th of November, while the first phase of polling will take place on the 13th of November in 43 constituencies. 685 candidates remain in the first phase after withdrawal of candidates. Counting of votes will be held on the 23rd of November. The National Stock Exchange, NSE, and the Bombay Stock Exchange, BSE, will conduct their annual Diwali Muhurat trading session today. This special trading session will mark the beginning of the new calendar year, Samvat 2081. According to NSE's notification, the pre-open trading session will commence at 5:45 p.m. and end at 6 p.m., while normal market trading will take place between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. Muhurat Trading is a live trading session organized by the Indian stock exchanges on the day of Diwali and mostly lasts for about an hour. Brazil has decided not to join China's multi-billion dollar Belt and Road Initiative, BRI. It has become the second country after India in the BRICS bloc to reject Beijing's mega project. Celso Amorim, special presidential advisor for international affairs, told Brazilian newspaper O Globo that instead of joining the BRI, Brazil will seek alternative ways to collaborate with Chinese investors. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Karnataka and Mahe for the next 2 to 3 days. The weather office has also forecast that Delhi and the NCR are likely to experience smog and shallow fog during the night and morning hours till the 3rd of November. The air quality in Delhi NCR remains in a very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the air quality index in Delhi was reported at 359 this morning. In tennis, India's Ritwik Chaudhary Bolipalli and Arjun Kadhe have advanced to the men's doubles semi-finals at the Bratislava Open tournament being held at Slovakia. And in cricket, New Zealand were 74 for 3 in their first innings against India on the first day of the third and final test match at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai when reports last came in. Earlier, the visitors won the toss and elected to bat first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.